This is a podcast where me, Henry Chung, gets to interview some very cool people and ask them what would their last meal on Earth be. And of course, we're going to ambush them with some snacks as well. So there we go. Today we have Joe Vincent here. He's you're a musician. You are a artist. You are a teacher. Yep. You're a friend. You're a comedian.
Yeah.
So how are you, man?
I'm pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Would it be correct to say that you're all of the things that I just mentioned?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I guess like art, like comedian and comedy and music counts as art, eh?
Yeah. I've had the chance to check out some of your stuff online.
Cool.
A lot of improvised stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the music side of stuff? Yeah, cool. Yep.
The word, so I was checking some of your videos, and a thing that comes up a lot is a prepared improvisation.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a weird term for it, because prepared makes you think that you would like, write something or prepare to do it,
but yeah.
Specifically, like if you have prepared guitar, that's when you're playing it with things you wouldn't normally play it with.
Yeah.
So if you're like playing it with a paintbrush or a bit of metal, that's prepared guitar. Doesn't mean that you've like planned it out.
It's sort of a weird
terminology around it.
Yeah. That's what I thought at first. Like, okay, so maybe he is like played with this a lot. So when he does it again, it's like there's some element. So it's not that. It's
not like, so I guess it's like a technique thing in a weird way. So it's like if you have, what are my favorite things I like to use? Like I have this old saw blade that I got my brother to grind the teeth off. And then I like ground all the rust off and stuff. So it's just a real resonant bit of metal. And I've like mucked around with it heaps. So I kind of know different sounds I can find in it and stuff. So there is some preparation. It's like you have like an idea often of what the sound that you're making is going to sound like, but it's improvised. And then sometimes I'll just try stuff and something will happen at the time.
What's the most interesting piece, like to you, that like, what is the most interesting instrument that you've come across?
Interesting instrument?
Yeah.
Like, you mean something I would play the guitar with, or like just instrument in general?
Just an object in the everyday world that you're like, yo, this plays music.
Ah, man, fidget spinners sound real good on the guitar. It's just pretty wild, because I don't understand completely how it works, but I guess when it spins, it's creating some sort of field, and on an electric guitar, the pickup will pick that up, so you get this real kind of low drone sound. Sounds like the end of the world.
Okay.
So sometimes you'll have things that will make a sound that you don't expect.
Wow. Fidget spinner.
Cool. Fidget spinners.
Dude, do you know there's so many fidget spinners?
There's so many fidget spinners. Yeah, I got four of them in my little guitar case.
Is there a particular type of fidget spinner that works the best?
I guess I haven't tried different types. I've got one that's metal and the other one's a plastic, and I reckon the metal one sounds better.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if there's actually a huge difference in sound to it. It's just nicer to look at and it feels better to touch.
Yeah.
So maybe that, you know, gives me the idea that it has a different sound, but that's the one that I'll always go for.
Have you, like, tried I do this with comedy sometimes. Yeah. You write a joke and you thought, man, this is the greatest, this is the funniest material I've ever come across, and you will make it work, and then you just get the shittest reaction.
Yeah.
Totally. Is there, like, something similar where you think something is, like, a piece of instrument is gold, and you try it, and it just doesn't
get... Yeah, for sure. You have an idea that some object might work in a certain way, and it's a huge like anticlimactic, just nothing. But I feel it's like comedy. Like I feel like the more I muck around with the guitar in that way, the more I have an idea of like what something will sound like.
What's something that you've tried as an instrument just failed completely?
Oh, I'm trying to think what I've tried that's real lackluster. I guess one thing is like with a guitar pickup, it will pick up signals and stuff. So you can put your phone up to it and you get all this weird crackling noise, or you can get a remote. You know those little, you know, you get like an LED Parcan light and you got those little remotes?
Mm-hmm.
You can get a whole bunch of cool sounds out of that. So you get all these like bleeps and bloops and stuff.
Okay.
So definitely, I've gone to op shops and bought a whole bunch of different remotes to see what they sound like, and some of them just don't get anything out.
Okay.
But normally I'm running it through pedals as well. So if you don't know a guitar pedal, it's like a little circuit that will shape the tone in some way, so like it distorts the audio, which brings everything out more.
Okay.
So normally with a combination of stuff, you can make anything have a sound within reason.
So how many remotes do you have?
At the moment I've probably got about three or something.
Okay.
It's been a while since I've opened.
Wait, are they playing remotes, or are they like regular remotes.
They're just remotes that have been in op shops from various things that I've found, and then I've kept the ones that make good sounds.
Could you imagine the op shop owner just be like, the fuck is this guy keep buying remotes? Like,
yeah.
How many TVs do you go through?
Oh, man, it'll be weird, eh? Because also, they have this big box of remotes, and I guess I don't know why you would even sell them. Maybe somebody comes in and has the luck to find one that they've lost.
Yeah.
But yeah, I must be the only person out there buying remotes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I just give up and throw the TV away if I lost a remote.
Actually, one thing I did have that didn't work that I had real high hopes for, I had my grandma's hearing aids after she passed away. And I had them for like 10 years. Because, you know, with a hearing aid, if you like cup it in the wrong way, it can feed back and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is going to be me. You know, I'll put the battery in it and I'll hold it in the way it'll feed back. And it'll make this like god-awful shrieking sound that'll come through the guitar. And it did it. Like, you could hear the shriek acoustically, but it wasn't picking it up on the pickup.
Did you watch The Quiet Place?
Yeah, I watched The Quiet Place. Yeah. Sort of like that.
That's the first thing that came to mind. I was like, oh, shit, what if that works?
Yeah, I was hoping to just make some horrific, like, screaming sound I can make through the guitar, but no, it didn't do it.
That's all good. We're going to bring out some snacks that you're going to try. Hopefully you're okay with that.
Yeah, this is what got me here, just snacks.
You just went working out, so hopefully this is good. But this is what I do. I look at the person who I'm interviewing, and then I said, okay, what kind of food would this person likely not be super in tune with?
Okay, cool.
And I try to bring something. So not necessarily a curveball.
You sort
of decided
that you thought, well, would Joel sort of be...
Yeah, but I've read that you're kind of a well-traveled guy. I did some snooping on you before, so you're pretty well-traveled. Yeah. So, you know, this is probably at a no surprise to you.
Okay, cool.
But we'll mess around. I'll start something pretty chill.
Sweet.
I'll take it back. This is not chill at all.
Okay, cool.
So, I actually went out to get some Korean food. I know you've been to South Korea, right?
Yeah, I've been to South Korea.
This is
North
Korea.
Oh, right. I believed you. I totally imagined you were so...
You were like, I'm sure this Chinese guy can get some North Korean food.
Tunneling under the demilitarized zone, eh?
So, here we have some... squid snacks.
Okay, cool. So yeah, squid jerky.
Actually, what
or something?
Is this? Filed fish? I have no idea. This is a lot of things are lost in translation.
Yeah,
this is olive flavored dried fish. Which
olive flavored dried fish?
I think it means olive oil, but I think the translation is just garbage.
Okay, sweet.
So let's give it a go, man.
You mean the translation is bad, or it translates to garbage?
Oh no, no.
Mean. Okay.
Okay. Well. Have a bite and
very fishy smelling. Yeah, I would eat. This is quite good, eh? It's like less strong tasting than I thought.
It's like kind of sweet. It's a little bit like eating toenails, though.
Toenails, it was the best toenail I've ever had. Yes, you know, it has a bit of a like flavor that kicks in once you chew it for a bit, eh?
It's just very, it's kind of fishy and sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I quite like this.
Are you
I would
still want that beer after this?
Maybe, yeah.
Not bad.
Fish is a funny one, eh? Because it can be like a real off-putting... I mean, I love fish, but sometimes it's one of those funny like scents or flavors that I can find, like, I can go either way with. But this is good.
Fish is usually the thing that scares white people the most.
Yeah, we're pretty scared of fish traditionally, eh? Yeah, Christmas, my brothers went spearfishing and they got a whole lot of butterfish. Which are real nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I've fished heaps. I'm not very good at it, but I've never caught one of those, not just because I'm not a great fisherman, but because they're vegetarian. So they've got these little mouths and they speared them. So they're these real big, fat, quite nice colored fish.
Is your family pretty big on, like, are your family foodies? Do you guys care about food very much?
I mean, I think, I don't know, maybe like midway, so like not no one's super picky. When we're all staying together at Christmas, we're all taking turns cooking and stuff, and I mean, I'll eat anything within reason. So
whose reason, Joel?
No, you know, like if it's not going to make me sick and it's there, then I'll probably eat it.
Yeah, this fish, I'm dying inside, but I'll eat it because it's free.
Exactly, yeah. What do you reckon about this, Ian?
Dude, you're talking to the wrong guy. I eat the rankest snacks ever.
Oh, man.
My favorite thing to snack on is these dry roasted squid. It's just like, it's absolutely horrendous smelling.
Right.
It smells exactly like how I describe it. It's just like a wet roasted
seed. But the taste doesn't match up to the smell.
There's a sweetness underneath all this like stinkiness if you can get through it, and then when it's all mashed up together with some like chili, it's so good.
Very cool. It's sort of like durian, how it smells.
Oh, dude, I would almost put it up there with durian.
Okay.
But durian is so much like stronger that I think it's like a class of its own.
Mm.
How out of 10, how do you rate this?
I reckon I'd give that like a 7.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Like if I had those at home, I would eat them, and I probably wouldn't. They wouldn't last long, you know. Like I could totally watch a movie and chow through those.
You know, the great thing about these, I think they're usually quite healthy.
Mm.
Maybe not this one. It's like high in sugar. But supposedly the squid snack that I had is like mostly protein.
Yeah.
And it gives you the rankest farts for about the next 2 days.
Yeah. Squid healthy though. Eh?
Squid farts is no joke.
Squid farts. that could be a good day for your podcast.
Squid farts. <Yeah. laughs> Maybe I'll just pivot Change from it, now. Yeah. They're like, what is this? Squid farts?
Squid farts, yeah. Sounds like a high school band day. Squid farts.
Do you usually eat before shows?
Yeah, recently I've been on like a bit of a health and fitness kick and losing a bunch of weight and stuff. So I'm more vigilant about trying to get in early rather than a late meal time.
Yeah,
but preferably I wouldn't. But if it's like I'm going to be at the Classic and finishing at 12 or something, I try have dinner first because just not good to eat late. But yeah, ideally, like I would rather perform on an empty stomach. In some way, I feel like I'm sharper.
I feel the exact same way. Like your brain just kind of remembers stuff better.
Yeah.
Even if I just eat a little bit of food, I feel sluggish, man.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's a weird thing. I guess I don't know. Just hypothesizing, maybe your body is spending energy and
I think it's a real thing. I think like you make the decisions. Like you make better decisions to survive.
Yeah.
When you're hungry.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, and I feel like if you can channel that energy into like performative and say like, how do I fucking kill this crowd?
Yeah.
Right now, and you're just sharp.
Yeah, if you can kind of think of the like instead of picturing people naked, you're picturing everybody's food. Sure. Gonna eat this crowd.
What's the best and worst pre-show meal you had?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Worst. Or best.
What's the best and what's the worst pre-show eating experience you've had?
I can't, off the top of my head, nothing. Oh, actually, no. So this is like a music one. So this is like 2017. I was playing in a trio with a couple of friends and we were driving back from a tour. And we stopped in Tokoroa and went to the bakery and I had a sausage roll.
Okay.
Like a pork sausage roll. And halfway through eating it, I was like, oh, this doesn't taste cooked. And then I'm trying to be better at trusting my first impression and stuff like that, but I was like, no, you're just being like overly worried. You know, you pay for the sausage roll, eat it. Anyway, so I got back to Auckland, and that night I had a gig with a different band, and it was the last time we'd be able to play at the King's Arms before it closed. And I was not well, eh? Like, and I didn't want to pull out because it would have kind of let everybody down. They maybe could have done it without me, but it would have kind of ruined it. And so I was just on stage, and my body was going between like wanting to run to the bathroom and nodding off.
Yeah.
And then also like hot and cold sweat. So it was wild. I was like, sometimes I was like falling asleep playing guitar, which I've never had on stage before. So I reckon that's probably the worst one. I can't think of any real horrific ones with comedy.
Yeah.
Like I've never got up and done comedy with a real bad stomach or anything. But in terms of the best meal, don't know.
Well, dude, one of the things that I'm most fascinated with is like the local foods of different countries.
Yeah.
New Zealand has always been a bit of a weird one to crack. Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what exactly is New Zealand food, but it's just a whole bunch of mishmash of a lot of things put together.
Yeah, it feels like there's not like a cuisine. Hey,
not
like,
really.
Not really. Like you wouldn't have it. It would be weird to go to like overseas. Like if you're in like Shanghai or something, there's like New Zealand restaurant. And you'd be like, what? It'd just be bad Chinese probably. Yeah. So
it's like, how British.
Yeah.
Besides, obviously, the pies.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you could say that's kind of British.
Yeah, that's pretty British, eh?
Pie. Yeah. Like, what do you think is the most iconic New Zealand food? Besides fish and chips or pies?
People would say like pavlova, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon the best thing that I've had that was like New Zealand food was hangi.
Okay.
It was mean as. That was on a gig actually one time. That was real nice.
Damn, what kind of gig is it that has it a hangi? It was a
jazz festival down south somewhere.
Okay.
And we had hangi before we played, and so I had my fingers were covered, and it's just trying to play guitar.
Okay.
And I tried to wash it off and stuff, but it was worth it. It was real yum.
Yeah.
And then, just some little, like, they'd have these little, I don't know whether they still happen because I'm not playing much jazz at the moment, but they'd have, like, every little town would have, like, a festival, like a food and wine festival. So there'd be, like, the Kadikadi had an avocado festival, and then it'd just, like, have food and wine and avocados, and they'd have a jazz band.
Okay.
And you'd sort of play there on a stage and no one would really be interested, but it was me, you'd always get fed and stuff. So this is like a bad open mic with a bigger budget in my experience.
I feel like music, you can get away with being background music, even if they aren't completely like interested.
Yeah, totally. Oh, it's definitely, it's still kind of demoralizing, but it's like, sometimes that's what you're there for and that's fine, you know?
Yeah. So. I try comedy, dude. I mean, like open mics. It's the worst.
Yeah.
Trying to remember where I did that, and I just remember like it was Portland Public House.
Yeah,
it's the worst. Background you were comedy. Probably no yeah. Just background comedy.
Oh, yeah,
you just have these big tables that are not there for you, and you're trying to do some shitty jokes that you just wrote that morning.
Yeah, and they just want to talk and eat food, and like this is annoying dip on stage.
Yeah, and they don't feed you, which is fucked up.
Yeah,
if you have to. Kind of put together a plate, like a platter, of New Zealand's best food to impress your first date.
Okay,
would that be?
Oh, good to impress my first date. Fuck, I feel like I would want to go to somewhere that did non-New Zealand food. Go to Kenyakatori. That's like a banger. This Japanese food, though. I don't know, man. Like what a. I feel like kinna would be a good one to do. I don't think I've ever eaten it.
That's a dicey one.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, I mean, kinna is pretty... it's a pretty strong, interesting taste. I love it.
Yeah.
But I also eat squid, so...
Yeah, I don't think I've tried kinna. Right? I'd be real up for having a crack at it. I mean, what else would you have on a platter of New Zealand food? It should be like Kai Moana.
You're rolling with dices here, playing like, just go for kinna on your first date.
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to eat weird shit. You know, it doesn't matter if they're not into it, but they need to be
if
like,
you want to go home, that's fine. There's just more kinna for me.
Yeah, totally. I'm not going to, I don't mind what the other person eats. Obviously, if I'm cooking for someone, I would want to make it so that they'd like it. But
yeah,
I wouldn't, they'd have to at least be fine with me eating weird shit. But
yeah,
I mean, I wouldn't, that's on the spot, because it's like, what's a platter of New Zealand food to impress a first date?
Yeah.
People talk about mixing their onion soup shit through some... Which I reckon is just grim as, eh?
People keep trying, people keep trying to convince me that is the best thing ever. I had it, and I just thought, man, this just feels like a ramen seasoning packet.
Yeah, I just feel like because it's New Zealand, you got to grip onto something and claim it and then pretend that it's real good.
Yeah, what do you think is the best kind of, take hangi, take the high production value things out of the equation. What is... the best New Zealand nostalgic food to you?
Fish and chips, probably, yeah. Okay. That's pretty nostalgic, yeah.
Okay. What about stuff that you make? Like, I'm talking about, the same level as spaghetti toasties.
Right, okay, yeah. Like, iconic, like, old kid food kind of, eh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, food that's nostalgic for me, like, I don't think it's necessarily very Kiwi, but when we were growing up, sometimes my mum would get, like, pita breads and... toast them and cut them in half, and then just put a whole bunch of fillings out. We'd just stuff them and eat them.
What kind of fillings?
There'd be like maybe like luncheon sausage, or then some grated cheese and lettuce. And we were kids, so there's nothing too adventurous. Or maybe olives and stuff, and some gherkins. Yeah, I always liked gherkins. I didn't like olives until I was an adult. Tomato. Just, that sort of thing.
This is starting to look like the entire fridge goes in.
Yeah, it's just all the entire basic ingredients put on, and then you just mix it yourself, And I like my partner's real crit. Like, if we make a pizza or something, and we'll make our own ones, she's like, I want to put everything on it. I want to try all the stuff, and she's real grossed out by it.
What's everything? What's the most uncommon everything ingredient you put on your pizza.
Oh, I guess it's more like, what's a good example? Like, maybe I want to put, if there's like two cheeses out, rather than choosing one, I want to try both of them on it.
Okay, that's not and that
like,
crazy.
No, or I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, say for instance, we were doing like salmon pizzas and then there was also salami. I'd probably put both of them on.
Okay.
And then if someone else is watching, I'd probably put half salami and half salmon. But if I was just by myself, I'd just put it on top of each other. just like I'm real up for just trying something and figuring out what it tastes like, and I don't mind if it doesn't work.
Okay, so you will pretend to be a sane person in front of other
yeah,
people.
Yeah, 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 depending on what I think the reaction is. But if it's just me, like, I'll try almost anything, eh? I'm just, like, curious about cooking a lot of the time and flavours, and often that doesn't work, but that's kind of part of it. I just want to know sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember one time I, like, went... to that grocer's down on, is it Kuiper Pass Road, going down to Newmarket, and I just bought all the root vegetables I could find, and I was like, I'm going to make a root vegetable stew. Didn't Google it and just put it in the crock pot for 8 hours, and it was like the most disgusting thing I've ever made, and I couldn't save it. I tried like putting soy sauce in some of it, or like hot sauce in something else, and salt, and it was just, I had to throw it out.
Soy sauce not going to save that, buddy.
it was just terrible. The texture was bad, just tasted awful. But I wasn't bummed out about it. I was just like, I just wanted to try what it was like.
Yeah.
And, you know, learn the hard way. But I'm sure there is a way of making a root vegetable stew, if that's even a thing, and doing it well, but it wasn't the way that I did it.
You know, if you made that during COVID, you could have just chucked it if you caught COVID.
Ah, yeah. Could have, kept it in the freezer and eaten it when I couldn't taste anything.
We couldn't taste anything.
Yeah, that was wild, eh?
That was so crazy. I think my wife got depressed for a bit, and she's like, dude, what if this is like this forever?
Yeah, you just can't taste anything.
Yeah. And the thought of that made her so sad.
Oh, yeah.
And my mind's like, you know, it will. I feel like you lose some, you gain some.
Yeah.
If you lose all sense of taste, I feel like I was just eating so healthy.
Yeah.
That at least one part of my life would be better off.
Totally. Yeah, I guess that's a good
point. But it would suck very much. Where you lose taste and you just get texture, maybe?
It's a weird thing, eh? Because I wish I documented what it was like to not be able to taste anything. Because I remember when I had COVID, I made poached eggs or something one time, and you could just, it was real weird. I could just feel the texture and none of the taste. Yeah. And I couldn't smell it. The only thing I could smell is if I opened Marmite and put my nose right in it, I could like slightly smell it. Like just a real faint hint of Marmite. Nothing. I went through my whole like, kitchen and was trying to smell shit to see if there's anything. Nothing. Eh?
Every day you just have Marmite in your face. Like, is this?
Yeah. Is it getting better? Yeah. It went away after 4 or 5 days or something.
We're gonna bring out the second round of snacks.
Okay. Red.
Do you eat spicy?
Yeah, I do. I love spicy food.
All right. Well, we're gonna play with fire today.
Ah, mean. Cool.
So you know Budak?
Budak, nah. Tim.
So you know that super spicy ramen?
Yeah.
That we have.
Is it the black one that comes in with the black lid and the?
Pan? Yeah, and then they got all the different flavors. Cool. So this they made a snack.
Oh, right.
I've never had this. This looks like just macaroni.
Yeah.
But let's...
Spicy pasta treats, eh?
Yeah, let's... So. Let's Italian grandmas are now turning in their graves.
Mate.
So let's try this out. This is a hot chicken flavored Zodak.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Okay, mate. So what do we... Yeah, it does kind of look like a pasta, right? But I think it's just a circular chip. Cheers.
Sweet.
Mm.
Very sweet.
Very sweet, yeah. Those are yum. They remind me of those, what are those little like cone-shaped corn things?
Oh, yeah. The cornados.
Cornados, yeah. Shit. It's on camera now. I just ripped in and got 3.
These are pretty yummy.
Mm. Yeah, I like these. I would eat these.
You know,
if anybody's judging my consumption, I just did a boxing class. This is like, I've eaten these snacks.
I've done absolutely nothing today.
Box for both of us. Mm. Yeah, those are great.
What do you think?
Yeah, mean.
Out of 10?
I reckon I give those a 9.5, hey?
God damn, you give... So these are 7s and these are 9.5s.
I might readjust at the end because I might find that I've been too optimistic, you know? Like maybe they're going to get increasingly better and then there'll be nowhere to go.
Okay, let's put it this way. What is the best snacks that you've ever had?
Oh, that's such a... I'm real bad with like binary questions, eh? What are the best snacks I've ever had? I love licorice. It's like fancy licorice. I'm a big fan of licorice. I love peanuts. Salt and vinegar peanuts are a banger. I don't know. I'll think about it and get back to you
That's an 80-year-old man answer.
Yeah, I know. I've got like old man palate. Absolutely. Like anchovies and all that sort of pickled stuff. I love it.
That's cool.
I'm real keen to try that. I don't think I'll be able to deal with it, but I'd like to try that Icelandic fish. You know, they
I thought about it.
I just want to try it. Yeah. You know, I reckon I would not be able to do it.
When comparing food, music, and comedy, which one do you think unify people the most and which one divides people the most?
I reckon probably food unifies people the most.
Okay.
And I reckon music probably divides people the most.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Well, I think we all eat for the most part, right? And it's a real social, well, not always, but it's a real social thing. So I feel like whenever there's like a family get together or a celebration that's food involved, it'd be real weird to have a like celebration and just get a comedian to come to your family Christmas or something. I don't know. Maybe that happens, but and then I feel like music can be like, I wouldn't say divides people, but of the three, it's probably the most divisive because, you know, there's like genres and people will maybe identify with, you know, certain genres and stuff. And, like, really just like music. And it's a safe thing to have a negative opinion on, I reckon. But it's fine to be like, I don't like this band, or I don't like jazz, or I don't like country, or, you know, there's not no harm in it.
Yeah.
I think.
I can probably get behind that thought. You know, like, I imagine in my head the most racist, vile dude sitting, maybe like some neo-Nazi dude.
Yeah.
He could be chowing down on some Chinese food. And I'd be totally. Damn, this is some damn good Chinese food.
Yeah,
you know?
That would be...
But it might be really hard for them to start listening to, like, black music, black hip-hop.
That's a really interesting point. I mean, if someone, like, goes full neo-Nazi, they have to stop eating chicken chow, mate.
Fuck Beyonce and her music, but I'll still deal with Panda Express.
That'd be difficult. Hey, that'd be not that I'm thinking of, like, going racist, but, like, imagine Gavin to give up, like... You're so committed to your cause, you're not going to eat Chinese food. That would be, like, awful. Man, Jesus. I suddenly got a whole lot of sympathy for these dudes.
Yeah, how racist do you have to be to stop eating Chinese food? Or whatever food?
It's a good question.
Anyone
doesn't eat a food culture out of, like, you know, country's culture and food out of principle or...
Yeah, because I feel like the argument for a lot of, kind of, you know, people who are... nationalistic or racist or tribal, it's like, well, you stay out of my area and we'll be okay. You know, I don't think we get like people who are like Nazis who want to get rid of a whole entire race. You know,
how do you mean, like, they don't want to get rid of a race, they just want people to stay away from
stay the fuck away from where I live. And
I think Hitler wanted to get rid of an entire race.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, Hitler wants to do that.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I feel like people are like, just leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, well, I don't know if anybody has the ambition.
I stand on no authority on anyone's behalf to make that comment. Who knows?
Yeah, you don't want to go around pigeonholing neo-Nazis and misrepresenting them, mate.
Like, hey, that Chinese guy has a point.
yeah, imagine they changed it.
So where does comedy fit?
In terms of divisive or not divisive?
Yeah, defied or uniting people.
Man, I don't know. I feel like humor is pretty subjective, eh? Because people will have different senses of humor. In terms of like live comedy, I feel like it's not often you see a room divided. I love when that happens, like, because I do some weird stand up. I love when like half of the people are real into it and then the other half are not. I find that real funny in itself. But yeah. I don't feel like comedy divides. It's like people will either go the one way or the other, and it's the comedian that they'll either be with or against. You know, like, stood in front of heaps of people and just absolutely eating shit, and I guess you could, but they were all they were bringing them together, and how much like dislike they had of what I was doing up on stage. So it's kind of uniting, you know,
self sacrificing for the greater good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like certain people will have like different tastes in comedians and stuff, but I don't know whether that's divisive.
Okay,
think about it?
About whether comedy is dividing or uniting?
About food, music, and comedy.
I feel like that question is probably very loaded.
Yeah.
But if I have to pick, I do think food is the most uniting.
Yeah.
Just because you can you can easily put a really nice twist on some food.
Yeah.
Say if you like brisket, you like barbecues, you can easily use different spices.
Yeah.
Cajun, right. Chinese, whatever spices, and just put like a nice little twist on something, and your world is now open.
Mm.
Music, I think it's hard because like you're locked in
yeah.
with music after 30 something.
You know? Yeah, they say that, eh? I remember reading that, and I was really like, I've got to make a point to keep listening to new shit because I don't want to.
Do you find yourself enjoying new music?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, it takes me a little longer to like get into stuff sometimes, but
yeah.
I feel like there's some bands that they're like were probably real seminal and real good at the time, but I've like missed the boat. So sometimes I try and go
like
back and listen to. Like, who was I trying to listen to the other day? Oh, like a lot of the 80s Dunedin kind of like Flying Nun bands are held up as being real, like The Clean or whatever, as being real great. But then when I listen to them, I just kind of don't, it doesn't click with me. And I think it's because I don't have the context of like what that meant at the time. So, but that's old music, I guess. In terms of new stuff, like because I teach guitar, like I'll pick stuff up. It's pretty regularly happens that a kid will bring something in and I'll be like, man, that's like a banger.
Yeah,
and we'll keep listening to it.
Have you ever heard something that a kid brings along and you're like, this is pure garbage?
Oh, yeah, for sure, but I'll never tell them because it's not my job to shape their taste. You know, I reckon that's real important. If they bring along something I don't like, I've got to just not let them see that.
What's the most bizarre shit that somebody tried to make you teach them?
Oh, good question.
Just name the artist, you know.
Oh, some kids wanted to leave the Skibbity toilet song. But they didn't really want to learn it. They just wanted to watch the video in class. So, yeah.
How old is this kid?
Oh, they're all like, it was a group of like 11-year-olds, I think. So.
A group of 11-year-olds. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Am I even saying that right? I'm showing me a Skibbity toilet.
I think that's true.
They just wanted to watch the guitar teacher react. It was like a live reaction.
Yeah, thing. You know, normally people will say like things are very subjective, but yeah. I can't say that is definitively garbage.
Yeah, maybe. I was kind of into how weird it was, eh? I was kind of, because I was like, people are going to have their reaction, they're going to look at it and be like, this is awful.
Yeah.
And I kind of, this is something in me thinks that's really funny.
Yeah, okay.
But it is, yeah, it's very like, it's, I mean, it's not objectively a good piece of art, probably made with AI or something, but
it's also it's funny as a meme, but I don't think it's like, you know, as music, how much comedy music can you listen to?
Yeah, not heaps.
It gets old after a while. Yeah. That's the thing with like funny music.
Yeah.
Is it loses its novelty.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
And you can't really get stuck into it because, like, the whole element of comedy is a surprise, is a twist, is a kick. But the more you hear it, the more it just becomes...
It's funny, that, isn't it?
No, there's no more surprise. There's no more...
Yeah.
There's no more punchline in it.
I think for comedy music, like, if I'm going to listen to it repeatedly, I actually have to like the song and not just be laughing at it. So it's got to have, like, I really like that guy TJ Mack.
Yeah.
It's that guy from Will and Grace. I can't remember, Brian Joseph Alvarez, and he's just got this great kind of project where he sings these songs through an Instagram filter that changes his face, and they're real funny. But they're also bangers. Like if you put different lyrics to them, they'd be like, he's got songs about the dentist and stuff. And I actually like, listen to that a lot. Like it's great, but yeah, for sure, it's got to be like it gets old. Hey, if it's just kind of a funny song.
Yeah, like I love Bo Burnham and the whole production. That was so sick. Yeah. Inside, that was like so good.
Yeah, I thought that was great as well.
But I don't know how many times I can watch that.
I listen, there's a couple of tracks of that I listen to quite a bit. I listen to, what's that song called? I listen to the Phoebe Bridges cover of it heaps.
Mm.
It's real grim. I'm just having probably, anyone knowing it will listen to it know what I mean. There's a great song. And then FaceTime with my mum was great. Just quite a banger. It was real sad. It really encapsulated the like lockdown experience, I thought. So
that's cool.
I'm gonna remember the name of that song now. But yeah, I totally know what you mean. I just kinda
alright. Fuck, kill, marry, food, music, comedy.
So I've got to choose one that I'm gonna like fuck and okay. With food, music and comedy, oh man. Oh fuck food. Yeah. Because you could actually fuck food, you know? Like, I'm sure there's some food you could fuck, whereas, like, music is an intangible concept, really. So it's comedy. Well, not intangible, you know, but it's like a...
Or what if they were, like, personification?
Personifications. Oh, they're personifications. Was that probably fuck comedy because the person would be real funny, which is pretty attractive, I reckon, a lot of the time. But I feel like you changed the original premise. If they're not people, it'd be like probably like fuck food, marry music, because I feel like I kind of already am in some way. Like it's my income and I've been doing it for a long time. And what was the other one?
Kill
comedy. Yeah, maybe kill comedy.
Kill comedy. Yeah. Fuck food.
Yeah.
And marry music.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh. I don't know. Imagine if I was a single-handedly killed comedy. I don't think people would be very happy.
Yeah.
If they were people, I don't know. What are the traits of each? Fuck comedy. Food, was it a sloth? Or is it like a chef? Oh, yeah, maybe like fuck food, marry comedy. No, hang on, what did I say? Fuck comedy, marry food, and kill music.
Kill music? You just flipped it all around. Yeah. You can't make up your mind right now, can you?
No, well, like, if you're personifying these concepts as people, like, I love people that make me laugh. And then if you're going to marry somebody in their food, like, you know, that's great. Yeah. Whether that means they're literally like a really good chef or they're just literally food and you can just eat them. Like okay. Either, you know, could justify it, I guess.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, that's a real bizarre question, but I'm quite into that. It made me think.
We're going to bring on your third round. Have you had these before?
No, I don't think I have. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so good. These, maybe I have. Iconic. Latte cool. is one of the biggest company in Japan? Korea. It's like Korean and Japan.
Okay, sweet.
But these have been everywhere for as long as I can remember.
Oh, wow.
The cool. Choco pies.
I have, like, terrible food memories. Sometimes I will have tried stuff and I've forgotten. Right.
There you go.
Choco pie.
Yeah. Not expired, which is a good news.
Oh, that is good, yeah. It's always good when stuff's not expired. Eh?
Cheers.
Oh, covered in chocolate. Cheers. Oh, it's got a... What's that smell in it?
What's your first thought?
Kind of bland, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's got a smell of something that I'm... Like, I know the smell. It's like a particular sweet or dessert thing, but it doesn't
taste
like
probably commercial cleaner.
Yeah, maybe. It's a good one, eh? I thought the kind of... That would be yellow. You know, like judging from the packet, but it just looks kind of the same texture, the same color as the inner bit, really.
Whoever did this just oversaturated the shit out of this box. What does this rank?
I reckon I give it like a 4.
Okay.
I could, like, if I was feeling like shit or something, or high, I could sit easily, like, eat a whole box of them, but, like, it just kind of...
Basically, you're saying if you were really not yourself, yeah, then you totally. Might consider this.
And it's not gross, like, it's, you know, if it's there, I'll have one, but I'm not, like, it's just a bit nothing, yeah.
This has been a bane of my existence ever since I moved to the States.
What do you mean?
They're everywhere, and every time I see them, I would eat one because I think they look really good.
Okay.
And I think they're shit.
So you kind of forget that they're not good.
I know they're not good after eating so many of them.
But you still kind of hope that it's going to be better, or you just like them?
No, this is the first time I bought this in about 15 years.
Oh, right, okay.
I bought this just for you, Joel.
Oh, man. So is this the first one of these you've had in 15 years?
No, I think I've had one probably... I don't know. I lost memory, but these are everywhere.
Okay.
These are like very iconic Korean choco pies.
And when you're saying the bane of yours since moving to the States, did you say? And they have a lot of
them
in the States?
Yeah, they were everywhere in the States, and I just remember seeing them and thought, man, these look fun, but... Well, I'm glad we share similar thoughts on
that. Yeah, sort of like a Twinkie, eh? Like, I remember, like, always wanted to try a Twinkie, and then I tried a Twinkie.
Twinkies
like,
are fine.
Such an anticlimactic.
Yeah, like, Twinkies are fine. They taste like a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of cardboard. Yeah. Well, not that texture, but yeah.
They closed down, and no one was sad. No, everyone's just
like... Well, Twinkie's done now.
Yeah, Twinkie's
done. Oh, really?
I don't know if they got bought out by somebody, but yeah. They're made by Hostess, the brand, and they were closing down.
Oh, yeah. okay.
It's just one of those food where you look at it, it's like, oh yeah, it's like a cultural reference.
Totally, yeah. That's why I was interested in trying, because I saw Zombieland and I was like, oh, this guy's so into these Twinkies. But maybe they need to, you know, like people talk about a Tim Tam slam. There's like people always bang on about it. It's like when you bite the end off a Tim Tam and like drink your coffee through it, I think, or dip it.
Okay.
I think, I don't.
Is that super good?
Nah, I don't care for it. People talk about it. I just, okay. I think Tim Tam's a real overrated biscuit, eh? But I feel like Twinkie, but you know, people will just jump on anything. Like people will make their whole like online personality about bacon if it was 10 years ago or whatever. So mm-hmm. I think if Twinkies or these had some sort of like hack, you know, maybe they could survive for a little while longer.
Yeah. Mm. Or they just needed the rebrand, man. It's like, you got a good brand, like, use it to do something else. Mm. I don't know, make, like, Twinkie ice cream. I'll be interested to try a Twinkies ice cream.
Just buy the name Twinkies and, like, open a comedy club called Twinkies or something. Yeah. Twinkie ice cream. Yeah.
Twinkies. That's, like, not a bad name.
No.
Yeah.
I can't stop eating these
things. Go for it, man. Get these away from me.
Yeah, man, they're too good.
If you have to make a choice, would you rather eat the school lunches for a whole year, or would you hang out with David Seymour at a 3-day festival?
I'd hang out with David Seymour at a 3-day festival.
You guys have to take Molly together.
Oh, that's the one. I don't know, man. That's difficult. Not because I feel like he'd probably be pretty insufferable either way, but I haven't taken Molly, and I'm like... I don't know if there's a person I would want to be with on my first time. What if something goes wrong? He's just going to be like, personal responsibility, motherfucker, you're dead. I don't know. Did you add the Molly bit in because I said that I'd hang out with him, or was that
planned? No, I thought about that before. Yeah. I thought about it. But, you know, just going to a 3-day festival is pretty low-key.
Probably still going to a 3-day festival and taking Molly, I guess.
Just take the head up front and not eat that school lunch.
Yeah. Also because, like, I reckon it'd probably be quite an interesting hang, eh? Like, he's an interesting dude. He's like, there's plenty of people I don't agree with or like, particularly that you could say are interesting.
Yeah.
Like, imagine hanging out with Genghis Khan for 3 days. That'd probably be fascinating. I mean, as long as you're not going to get, like, murdered.
Yeah, but, I mean, like, you're not... What if, maybe he's off work.
Yeah, exactly. He's having a holiday. But, it's definitely that. I don't know about the Molly bit, but the... 3-day festival. You'd have to get some material out of it, I guess. Eh?
Yeah, yeah. That would be my best guess. Just like, guess what? That could be your whole entire special.
Yeah.
Just, you know, 3 days with David Seymour. David Seymour,
yeah. Imagine if he converted me and I came back this million egg voter.
You know what? You're right. Immigrants are ruining the country.
Yeah.
All right, Joel. Yeah. If this is your last meal on Earth, what would that be?
Oh, man. How am I going to die?
I'll let you choose.
Okay, so if I was being, like, executed or, like, murdered or something, I'd want to eat something that would make the biggest mess possible out of spite.
Okay.
You know, so just maybe, like, real off chicken or something. But if it was just, like, an asteroid hits tomorrow or something, that's a good question. A friend's partner made me this, like, black sesame chicken one time. It was when I was in India, and it was, like, one of the most delicious things I've ever had in my life.
Okay.
So maybe that. I'd love to have that again.
So black sesame chicken.
Yeah, black sesame chicken.
What is it?
It just was, like, black. It had this, like, sesame paste on it that was, like, chicken that had, like, a...
So it's, like, a chicken smothered in the black sesame paste?
Yeah, chicken smothered in the black sesame paste.
Roasted?
I think so, roasted, yeah. This is going back... I'm real shit with food in terms of remembering what I've had and also, like, identifying parts of a dish if I'm eating it, you know, unless it's super obvious, but...
Is it like it was seedy or was it grounded up into a...
It was like a paste.
Okay.
It felt like a paste from memory.
Is it thick?
Nah, it wasn't too much of a thick paste. It felt like the colour had more, like, got into the chicken and you could just, like, maybe had a coating, but it wasn't, like, falling off or too thick.
When you say sesame chicken, I remember this... This is a great dish in the winter, by the way. It's pretty intense, but it's if you have bad circulation, it's a huge hit in Chinese food medicine. This is a sesame chicken dish.
All right.
So you get a chicken, you chop it up, whatever, and then you fry it with a bunch of ginger, very warming food.
Yeah.
And then you fry it in a bit of sesame oil. and then you pour two bottles or whatever bottles of Chinese cooking wine.
Okay.
And then you just kind of super quickly cook them for about, I don't know, 25 minutes. And what you have is this, the most dank, soul-warming pot you would ever eat.
Oh, yum.
It's just like heavy sesame, ginger, liquor flavor. The alcohol's all cooked off.
Yeah.
And what you're left with is just the flavor bits.
Oh, man, and that sounds real decent.
It's such a good dish.
What's it called?
Just look for a Taiwanese sesame chicken.
Okay. Can you get it at places over here, or is it something
just make it. You can't. You got to make it.
Okay. So it's not something you sell in a restaurant?
I haven't come across two. I'm sure there are.
Yeah.
But it's a bit of a home style dish.
Okay, cool. Yum. That sounds real decent. Yeah.
All right. So I got some.
What's your last meal?
My last meal? Yeah. Oh, fuck. I actually thought this is kind of lame, but if I knew I was going to die.
Yeah,
I actually would eat something called congee.
Okay.
It's a rice porridge that's cooked down. It doesn't even, it's not an exuberant thing.
Yeah.
It's very mild, but I just love the feeling of eating congee. It's like, it's calm, it's soothing. I eat it a lot when I was a kid, when I was sick. I was sick a lot.
Yeah.
So I would always be eating congee. And I just remember eating it and just like ready to go to sleep.
Comfort food. Okay, yeah. Cool. Just like the texture of it you like as well, or the overall feeling of stuff you associate with it.
Yeah, eating something really nice and hot and that's not very overpowering.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yum. I don't think I've ever had congee. Well, maybe I have had it overseas.
It's not exactly a restaurant food. You'll find it, but, you know.
Congee. Okay, it's more of a side or something.
It's just a rice porridge.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's just rice gruel, really. It's what people eat when they can't afford eating rice.
No, rice gruel. Fuck yeah, red.
All right, I got some quick fire round and then the last snack. So just answer these. Okay, would you rather not eat Asian food forever or only eat fairy bread for dessert?
Forever.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on. So my two choices are to never eat Asian food again.
Yeah.
Or only eat fairy bread for dessert.
Well, you can eat other foods, but for dessert, you can only eat fairy bread.
Can I skip the dessert?
Yeah, you can skip it.
Yeah, okay, fairy bread. Yeah. I don't really give a shit about desserts. Okay. Like, I like desserts, but if someone was like, if they were like, here's $1 million and you never have dessert again, I'd be fine about that.
So okay.
Asian food, I'd be gutted. It's like my favorite. Everything, like, it's, yeah.
Nice.
It would be horrific. Imagine that. There'd be so many things you could eat.
I'm behind on that one, too. Okay, would you rather have Spam as your only protein for a month, or would you rather perform an hour of comedy not in English?
Oh, hour of comedy not in English.
What would you do?
I don't know, just make shit up. Or I'd just like put my current hour through like Google Translate into some language and like read it off my phone.
What would you do?
Pronunciation, because I wouldn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It'd be funny for me, because especially if all these people turned up and they're like, whoa, you mean he can like do Spanish? And then I'd say,
lo siento.
Yeah. I would just be like, that'd be funny.
Yeah.
Especially if you filmed it, but yeah, so definitely.
So no shame at all.
No. Well, some, but I think that actually sounds funny.
That might be, can be a segment of like a comedy show.
Yeah.
We're just
reading jokes out in the foreign language you don't know. Yeah.
All right. Would you rather have food that is always just a bit under seasoned, or every instrument you play is just slightly out of tune?
Ah, food that's always a bit under seasoned.
Okay.
Can I just add more seasoning myself, or does it always?
No, it's just gonna stay under seasoned.
Can I put some salt in my mouth before I eat the food? Oh, actually, no. I'm gonna change, because actually, technically, guitar is always slightly out of tune.
Okay.
So with guitar, you have this thing called tempered tuning, and it's basically a big compromise. If it was perfectly in tune in the key of C, it would be really out by the time I got to F sharp. So I'm using a loophole.
You're trying to get out on technicality.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know exactly what I'm asking you.
I know what you're asking, but I've found a loophole. No, I mean, if it was like having to play an out-of-tune guitar or have under-season food, I have under-season food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So music over food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, because it's less horrific. Under-seasoned food can still taste good. It just needs more salt. But
what about just slightly under? Just like something is.
That'd be fine.
Can you fix it by playing? Just bend the wires a little.
Oh yeah, you can. Like, I mean, the thing is with timbre tuning where it's slightly out of tune, you're used to it anyway.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. And tuning doesn't matter. I mean, some people say it does, but depending on the context, it's not even...
I see.
There are some great Black Sabbath records where you can hear like the two out of tune, like the guitar and the bass going, where you get the B frequency,
but
it doesn't always matter too much.
Okay. Okay. Not drink coffee forever or can only do political jokes.
Oh, man. Fucking hell. Probably not drink coffee. That's so difficult, though. Well, I mean, I'd probably... You asked me pretty much either quit comedy or coffee. Because, if I could think...
Well, I'm not asking you to quit caffeine or comedy. You just have to be different.
Man, I guess quit comedy forever. I mean, quit coffee. Quit coffee. Fuck, that's so hard. I really, that's really hard.
You can do comedy.
What was that?
You can do comedy.
Yeah, but it's got to be political jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it would actually force me to find this niche that I was good at. Imagine that, eh? Imagine if this, like... Maybe,
you can be a talking head in a TV, news TV.
No, probably quit coffee, I guess. I love coffee, but yeah, I'm sure I'd be fine without it as well.
Cool.
I feel like it's something you're supposed to do eventually anyway, isn't it? Like, are you supposed to be 80 and still having a coffee? I feel like at some point my doctor's going to be like, you're 80, you got to start drinking coffee, and then I'm like, fuck.
Your doctor's like, maybe you should quit those political jokes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not good for your heart.
All right, last question for you. Would you rather gag just a little bit when you smell food, any food, or have uncontrollably sweaty feet?
Is there any food that I smell, I'm going to gag a little
just
bit?
Just gag a little bit. Like,
can I still eat it?
Yeah, you can eat fine.
Gag a little bit. Yeah, gag a little bit.
Okay.
Because I'm someone that's always struggled with my eating as well, so that would probably help if anything.
Okay.
Like if I had under-seasoned food and it made me gag a little bit, it would be so easy to keep on the straight and narrow with it, eh?
You're really throwing your diet under the bus here.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well, we're going to try one more thing. We'll wrap it up, but I have something that is very iconic. You might have even come across this because you stayed in a little, I don't know, whatever town, not in the main city. This is called Yakwat.
Yakwat.
I can't read this. I'm just telling you what it is. This is a very... this is like snacks that grandparents eat.
Oh, wow, cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is like the Korean version of shortbread.
This is the Korean version of... Yeah. Shortbread, yeah.
It's old people biscuit. Oh, yeah? It's kind of quite...
Ooh. Cheers.
Smells a little bit like Play-Doh. Cheers. It's weird because it doesn't have a real strong flavor, but the texture I really like. So there's something about it that's quite satisfying.
As we can see, you do have a palate of an 80-year-old Korean man.
That's what it is. Some people have an inner child, you know, just have an inner 80-year-old Korean man.
Do you know what these are?
No,
what these are honey cookies.
Mm.
They're like sugar cookies.
Mm. There's just honey in them.
I think it's supposed to be honey. No, this is just corn syrup.
Right, yeah. It's not super sweet, though, eh?
Mm-mm.
Do you think? It's more like...
That's because it's made by... That's because it's made by old Koreans.
Right, okay, cool. That's weird. It sort of tastes like nothing, eh? But it's also really quite satisfying.
The thing that I find with old school, old world snacks is they're dense as a motherfucker. Mm. It's almost like the type of food that you would bring if you have to trek across country and survive on something.
Totally, yeah. Like a trail mix for old people.
Trail rations.
It's weird because they don't taste strong, but I really like those. And it says it's just wheat flour, glutinous rice, corn syrup, cottonseed oil, and sugar. Oh, yum.
Awesome. Wild. Where do you rate this?
I reckon I'd rate that like an 8.
Oh, my goodness.
So what do we have, like a 9.5?
Okay, we have a 9.5 over here.
Okay.
We have an 8 over here. We got garbage.
Yeah, and then
we got some fish. I reckon this is a pretty good mix.
Yeah, in terms of like these are great. These are great as well. These are pretty good. Like, so that's like I'd still, you know, I'd eat those. If I didn't try them again, I wouldn't be gutted. But both of these are yum.
Do you reckon if you bring this on your first date, you'd get a second date, or would you score a home run?
I don't know. It depends who the person was, wouldn't it? Yeah, I mean, maybe. I feel like this is more of a talking point because this doesn't feel that unique. It just feels like some sort of chip or crisp, right? It just got cool packaging, but that is like
this could really divide people.
Yeah, that could really divide people.
This, but I think, you could unite them just by saying how shit it is.
This is real bland, but then you're like, hey, look at this dessert I brought on a date. It's super bland. What do you reckon? Cool. It'd be interesting to see what my partner would think of these, because she's real into food and kind of quite picky, you know, like in a justified way. So I feel like, I wonder if we'd have the same reaction. I feel like she would really like these and she wouldn't like these, but I feel like she also might not like those. I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's one way to find out.
Yeah.
Take them back. Take some of them back. Cool, man. We'll wrap it up here. But before we go, where do people find you online, in shows? Where can people know more about you?
So the best thing to do is follow my Instagram, which is at Voel Jinsen. So Voeljinsen.
I'll chuck a link in there.
Yeah, chuck a link in there. I'm sure we'll
we'll do some magic on screen.
Yeah, sick. Yeah, that's the best place to go, which is like if I have a gig or whatever, it's on Instagram. And most of my comedy content is on there. Yeah, Instagram.
Are you doing music still?
Nah, not heaps at the moment. Doing the odd thing. I think I'm going to start doing music and comedy this year.
Okay.
So, yeah. And then this Afrobeat band that I was playing for a while might be doing a thing again.
Okay.
I just sort of had a message from the band leader over Christmas. So that might be a thing again, which would be cool because it was real fun. But I'm not doing heaps of it at the moment. Just teaching guitar.
Well, good.
And playing a lot for myself. But, yeah, maybe this will be the year I do comedy music.
Yeah, finally put those skibbity toilet music
skills. Yeah, imagine, eh?
To the test.
Skibbity toilet in the costume.
Yeah, you know, you could have your new audience with 11-year-old kids.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. It'd be awful.
Cool. All right, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you so much, man.
Sweet.
Appreciate it.
It was me, yeah. Nice.